And from space, we come crashing back down to Earth and even into the sea. Yes, that's right. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to keep talking about the seas here. And about one of the most familiar birds that we see living on the South Pole, those wonderful emperor penguins that we've all seen on television and those documentaries and so on. But we now find out about a most ingenious method of grabbing every last bit of oxygen that these birds have in their lungs, which help them to survive incredibly long dives that they make into the icy waters of the Antarctic Ocean. Now, that's according to new research from Paul Pong Gannis and his colleagues at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography in San Diego in California, and they strapped oxygen sensors to diving penguins and found that they often come back up for air only when they've just about drained virtually all the oxygen from their lungs.
So how were they monitoring the oxygen in the penguin, Helen?
Well, I think they were basically, what they did was, it was in a research area in Antarctica where they actually had to cut holes through the sea ice, which covers most of the ice, so that the penguins could only come up and down through these particular holes. And I actually think that they tested the oxygen when they popped up their heads.
Because there's an easy way of doing it on patients, which we use all the time in hospitals, where you shine light of a certain wavelength through the skin. You have a little probe that sits on your finger. And haemoglobin, when it's got oxygen in, changes colour compared with haemoglobin when it hasn't. And you can use that to work out very accurately how much oxygen there must be in the haemoglobin. So is that...
Right, I'm not sure if... I think, basically, we're talking about haemoglobin here. And they were... and. The key thing is the oxygen that was in their lungs, not in the haemoglobin, because what's the difference, we think, between these emperor penguins, their haemoglobin, which is this pigment that absorbs oxygen that we all have, and it's pumped around our blood vessels. But basically, in most animals, haemoglobin doesn't really work very well at very low oxygen levels. But in penguins, in these penguins, they seem to mop up virtually every last bit of it, so it's really a bit special. And it's this level of oxygen in the lungs that was incredibly low when these penguins came back up to the surface. They really are running on empty. You know, if it was the equivalent of a car driving along the motorway, they'd be pulling in with virtually nothing left in their tanks at all.
But aren't lots of marine creatures like that? If you look at seals, for instance, and whales that can spend hours underwater, they also can do that.
There's all sorts of mechanisms that mean that animals can stay down for longer in terms of sort of shunting blood around the body, really slowing down their heart rate, all sorts of things. But I think this is one of the first studies looking at this particular idea of what's going on in the blood particularly. And yeah, there's lots more details we still need to find out. But it basically means that these amazing birds can dive for about 20 minutes to over 500 metres while they're foraging for food. And the question is, why is it that they're not suffering from damage to their tissues inside their bodies. That normally, if we were starved of oxygen for that long, we would suffer huge damage, you know, to our brains particularly. So the question is, hopefully, that by understanding more about how these types of animals can survive so long with so little amounts of oxygen, perhaps we can help to understand, you know, ways in which when humans are deprived of oxygen for various, you know, accidental reasons, how we can try and minimise damage to tissues in our own bodies. So
I wonder if the cold's got anything to do with it, because, of course, one of the things we have found out in recent years is that if you do operations or put people who are in, say, heart attack situations in very cold environments, they tend to do better because the tissues need less oxygen and they burn less energy when they're colder. So perhaps that's got something
to
do with
it. We know that if you fall into a lake, you can survive for ages. If it's very cold. So fall into a cold lake if you're going to fall in any lake.